score the Saints on top of the Eagles. Let's get to the highlight, Amber.
Andy Reid, three straight losses, now four. Three coming in. Michael Vick had 13 turnovers this season coming into this game. That was third in the NFL. In the first quarter, Mike Vick is sacked. He
fumbles. This is that pressure we were talking about, Willie.
Up the middle, up the A-gaps. They're getting right after him, but he didn't even get a chance to stop and set his feet. I mean, they're already on top of him.
Three-step, five-step, seven-step, it wouldn't have mattered.
Just saw the offensive line coach Howard Mudd all up in their faces. Here's Bryce Brown running for 40 yards down to the Saints.
This
five.
Eagles team had 100 yards rushing in the first quarter, folks.
Well, second and goal, they have an opportunity. Vick's pass, though, is deflected there. Selleck couldn't get his hands off on it. Patrick Robinson has it, returns it 99 yards for the touchdown. The Saints lead 7-0. You know our good friend Darren Sharper?
Yeah, he's not so happy right now.
He's not so happy because that actually ties Darren's
look
record.
At him.
Yeah. Longest
look at
interception.
Look at him hating on his former team.
Wow. For a touchdown,
thumbs
99
down. That's not
yards.
Good, Darren.
Yeah. He had a choice, a few words on my text to me earlier today as well.
Second quarter now, going for it on fourth and one. LeSean McCoy, right.
Ooh, shady.
Picks up the first down and a whole lot more.
You know what? This is the key to success. I mean, look at all the open guys there. He's still making a miss. This is what, I hate to say it, this is what you've got to do if you want to have even a chance of being successful in Philadelphia right now.
But would they capitalize on third and goal? It's incomplete to DeSean Jackson.
You got to die for
take
that
another
ball.
Look.
Mm. You got to make a better effort for that ball.
Roman Harper crossed his path, his vision path, but you know what? Willie and I were talking, the great ones, they find a way to make those plays.
Mark Ingram for the Saints fighting his way for a 23-yard gain. Darren Sproles, remember, is out with that
broken
hand.
Running with a purpose right there.
He was a little angry right after I called him out for not doing anything. He kind of shows me up.
You didn't hear that, though, did he?
Here's Chris Ivory. This is your boy.
About time you get him active. I've been crying for this guy all year. I mean, he is an emotional punch that every offense needs. You got to find a way to get him active.
Saints led 14-3 at that point. Drew Brees goes to work. He hits Jimmy Graham for 17 yards down to the Eagles' 29-yard line.
DB was glad to have big Jimmy Graham back tonight.
Second and goal, Brees to Marcus Colston. One-yard touchdown in the Saints.
Great block by the ref.
Yeah, Nnamdi didn't like that block.
Yeah,
but,
let's take a closer look there.
This is just good route running. You actually practice this stuff. You try to picture where that ref is going to be, a little rub, a little pick route. Hey.
Halftime
all
score.
All the teams do it.
21-3 Saints.
Here we go. Third quarter, Drew Brees would lose the football. Brandon Graham got to him. Graham actually gets the fumble recovery as well. So there's a turnover. Eagles get the ball back. What do they do with it? A little play fake. You knew he was going to take a shot here, and he has a wide-open DeSean Jackson.
That's just unfair. That's just unfair. That should be against the law.
That was touch the ground.
Absolutely.
Patrick Robinson.
That's when you fake a hamstring before he jukes you out, so you have an excuse. Ah, coach, I pulled my hammy.
Highlight.
77-yard touchdown.
Highlight.
Or low light.
Here's your momentum swing, because the kickoff after that is a fumble.
Yeah.
DeVaris Kadet hit. Gives it up. Brandon Hughes recovers, but the Eagles can't get anything going. They get a short field. Will Smith gets a sack here. They're going to have to settle for the field goal. Could have been a huge swing. Instead, it's 21-13. What do the Saints do? What does Drew Brees do? Well, he steps out of a sack, and he hits Lance Moore. That's good for 23. That's going to get it to the 30.
Is there anyone better, Willie, in the pocket than Drew Brees?
So we were talking about this. Here's a guy that has somebody hanging off the bottom of his foot. He keeps his eyes downfield, moves over a little bit, and still makes the throw.
And eventually gets a Jimmy Graham touchdown pass for 6 yards, 28-13. Again, it's up to the kickoff. This looked beautiful.
I was excited about this play.
This looked beautiful. This is Brandon Boykin throwing it back to Riley Cooper. It's not a Music City miracle. It's not in any way that, because look at it again. And first of all, look at Cooper. On the floor.
He's hiding out in the woods.
You don't see me. I'm not here. But the problem is, as you clearly see, it's a forward pass and a wounded duck at that.
You've got to execute that better than that.
You can't put a Georgia Bulldog in a crucial situation. Like, that's really what it is.
You're talking about Boykin with the throw?
Absolutely.
Riley Cooper is a Gator, by the way. So that thing gets wiped off. We go to the fourth quarter. This is the same possession after that botched would-be return. Will Smith gets a sack. 5-yard loss there. Eagles eventually have to punt. Now the Saints get it. Breeze.
Uh-oh.
Brought down by Jason Babin. Pierre Thomas, though, falls on it, backs up his guy. Saints are forced to punt, but it could have been worse. Could have fumbled deep in their own end. So the Eagles get it now. And this is when they made some plays in the second half. Vic got out of the pocket a bit, gets 15 yards, gets to the 43. Six plays later, they're driving. They're on the 11. Brent Celek gets first down yardage. That's 6 yards. That gets him down to the 5. So maybe, just maybe, we're getting something here.
Maybe it's not happening.
Second and
this
goal.
This is another one of the times. I mean, he didn't even get to the end of his drop, and he got 4 or 5 guys in his face. They made this defense for the Saints look like the pass rush of the Giants.
It was Cameron Jordan there. That was after a Demetrius Bell false start. And then Celek hit by Curtis Lofton. And that is a fumble. A
couple bad plays by Celek in the red zone.
Yeah.
They won for a big-time touchdown in this one to end the game. You got to give yourself a chance.
Andrew, I got to say, Darren just texted me.
Yes, Darren Sharper?
Sharper. He said he was not thumbs down on Patrick Robinson's TD. He was thumbed down on 42 for the Saints dropping
an interception.
You know what? I have a confession.
Darren, I got you covered, buddy.
I have a confession.
He's right there.
Yeah, we were in the edit room.
That was a little bit later.
We were in the edit room, and the editors thought it would be very funny.
Yeah, we were trying to throw some low blows at Darren.
And I didn't try to stop them.